Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Light rain right now, 33 degrees on KNSS. And the new United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, known as the USMCA, passed the Senate 89-10 Thursday. Those who voted no made clear why they opposed the president's long-sought trade pact.
President Trump spent copious amounts of political capital on trade. But while months of hand-wringing at the Capitol finally gave way to handshakes, dissension in the chamber threatened to overshadow the moment as eight Democrats, one Republican, and one independent, Vermont's Bernie Sanders, voted no. Sanders, who also complained about the deal's potential impact on climate change, was joined by Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who said on Twitter that despite improvements Democrats secured, he too was voting against USMCA.
Fox's Kevin Cork reporting in Washington. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is proposing that Kansas burn through more than half of its cash reserves to pay off some debt early.
The proposed budget she released on Thursday would do that while taking longer to close a long-term funding gap for the state's pension system for teachers and government workers. Kelly's budget director, Larry Campbell, outlined her spending blueprint during a joint meeting of the House and Senate budget committees.
You start somewhere. This is responsible. It's something that can be done now, and it's responsible.
Kelly's spending plan anticipates expanding the Kansas Medicaid program at a cost of $35 million a year to the state. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Dr. Sherry Utash from WSU Tech is a member of the American Workforce Policy Advisory Board, based in Washington, D.C., which is co-chaired by Ivanka Trump.
There is so much going on in America, and certainly Wichita and Sedgwick County and our state are a microcosm of all of that's going on there. But there are four distinct areas that we're working on, and number one is to develop a campaign to promote multiple pathways to a career.
One of the board's goals is to modernize candidate recruitment and training practices. The trend continues, incidents of anti-Semitism in and around New York City.
Just this week, swastikas were found on a billboard and a church, and anti-Semitic graffiti was also found at three New York high schools. Of course, those incidents pale in comparison to the shooting last month at a kosher market in Jersey City, New Jersey, that left six dead, including two Hasidic Jews, or the anti-Semitic attack on December 28th, where five victims were stabbed during a Hanukkah celebration at a rabbi's home. News outlets following the crime spree have indicated that most of the attacks did not involve white supremacists, and the common denominator appears to be the suspects being younger.
Fox's Trace Gallagher reporting. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We've got reports of slick roadways in and around south central Kansas, and that's going to be an issue on the drive into work. But as warmer air moves in, we will see that wintry mix transition over to rain with a high near 40. South winds will gust throughout the day into this evening. A clearing sky late with a low 32. Sunny and 42 Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now light rain, 33 degrees. We have a southeast wind gusting to 22 miles per hour. 8:37, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward on a Friday morning. Ted?
A TV star apologizing for a comment.
Talk show host Wendy Williams apologizing after appearing to mock people born with a cleft lip and palate.
And when he shaves off his mustache, he's got a hairline fracture. He's got one of those, cleft lip, cleft palate. He's got this. Uh-huh. I find it to be very attractive.
Williams pushing her lip up with her hand during a discussion about actor Joaquin Phoenix. Phoenix has never said he was born with a condition. After widespread backlash on social media, Williams apologized and made a donation to Operation Smile and the American Cleft Palate Craniofacial Association.
That's Fox's Carly Shimkus with that report. Wow. The CEO of the Grammys put on leave just days before the show.
She's only been on the job for 6 months, and now Grammy President and CEO Deborah Dugan is on administrative leave. The Recording Academy taking the action while it investigates misconduct claims made against her by a senior female leader in the organization. In a statement yesterday, the board said the move is necessary to restore members' confidence and repair employee morale. Dugan is the first woman to serve as the group's CEO. The Grammy Awards air January 26th on CBS. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Heading into the weekend, let's get a preview of the movies at the box office.
I'm Mike Gunzelman.
Are you Dr. Doolittle?
For the first time since he last donned the Iron Man suit, Robert Downey Jr. returns to the big screen. Downey will star in Doolittle, the nearly $180 million re-adaptation of the Dr. Doolittle films. In this story of the saga, a reluctant Doolittle embarks on an epic adventure with various creatures to help save Queen Victoria, who recently became ill.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
And Sony is bringing back the nostalgia with Bad Boys for Life, the sequel to 1995's Bad Boys and 2003's Bad Boys 2, which reunites Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. Also this weekend, many of the recently nominated Academy Award Best Picture nominees will be returning to theaters, including Little Women, Parasite, and Joker, which was nominated for 11 Oscars and will now be re-released in over 750 cinemas across North America. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Let's check in with the late night crew, The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon, NBC.
Some music news. I saw that Spotify just launched a new playlist for dogs that are left home alone. Yep, the moment the dog locks eyes on the couch cushion, you hear.
I've been really trying.
Conan O'Brien on TBS.
I'm learning. I'm catching up. There are all these fun facts about sort of the rules of impeachment. And they're talking about it on the news. Fun facts came out today. The Senate rules governing the impeachment were created over 200 years ago. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, apparently they were written by freshman Senator Bernie Sanders.
It was 80 years ago on this day. Gone with the Wind came out in Wichita movie theaters.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
I assume it would have been at the Orpheum.
The Miller?
1940. I guess it could have been at the Miller, too. That was 80 years ago.
Yeah.
Today marks, this weekend marks the 70th anniversary of the Crest Theater. Remember the Crest?
Crest.
At Oliver and Douglas?
Right.
In East Wichita, yeah. Celebrating, it opened its doors 70 years ago this weekend. Interesting note on a young woman. You ever heard of Kathleen Kersting?
No, I don't.
A young lady who was from Wichita, who became an international opera star. She made her North American professional debut 90 years ago on this day at the Chicago Opera House. Kind of an interesting figure. She was born in Enid, but then she moved to Wichita when she was 1 year old, grew up here in town, and an opera teacher ended up discovering her here. She performed like for the Rotary Club and stuff like that. She took her to Europe and trained her, and then she came back as a professional and sang. She moved to Germany in the early 30s, and then the Nazis came to power, and they would not give her permission to perform until she had proved she was not a Jew. She stayed in Germany throughout World War II. The U.S. government seized her father's estate when he died. She came back to the U.S., taught at the Wichita School of Fine Arts, and then ended up passing away in Austria in the 60s.
Wow.
An interesting
story
of a woman who grew up in Wichita and became this huge opera star.
Man.
Kathleen Kersting. There you go.
Never heard of that one before.
Yep. That's and we got a couple of huge birthdays today. Actress Betty White is 98 years old today.
Betty White.
Betty White. Seven-time Emmy winner and one Grammy winner.
Wow.
And happy birthday to actor James Earl Jones, 89 today.
If you only knew the power of the dark side, Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
Impossible!
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
He James Earl Jones.
What a voice. What a voice.
Was in Dr. Strangelove.
Oh, yeah.
Field of Dreams. Multiple Tonys, multiple Emmys, one honorary Oscar, one Grammy. James Earl Jones, 89 today. Entertainment News in the Blur, brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. Got an appliance that needs help? Give them a call, 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Hey, taking a close look at Wichita's proposed riverfront development plan, editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.